Following a Senate bill passed in 2018, which decriminalized and legalized street vending in California, the city of Santa Barbara passed its original sidewalk vendor ordinance in March of 2022, and is now adding updates. Under the ordinance, street vendors must possess either a California driver's license, an identification card, or another form of government identification. These IDs are needed in a vendor's licensing process, which involves applying for a free seller's permit and a business license vendor's permit at the reduced fee of $25. Without this license and a county health permit for the sale of food and beverages, the city has the authority to impound and bill a vendor's equipment. If the vendor fails to pick up their equipment within 60 days, it will be forfeited to the city. The ordinance also clarifies the need for permission to sell on private property. The ordinance does not cover sales from motor vehicles or from businesses that have storefronts in the city, which are subject to different guidelines for obtaining a permit. Unlike businesses with storefronts in the city, such as dining structures on the State Street Promenade, vendors may not make sales in commercial zones between midnight and 6 a.m. and may not leave their equipment overnight. NewsHawk reports that Santa Barbara City Councilman Oscar Gutierrez hopes that changes to the ordinance will ensure safety for the vendor and the public. There are currently only 18 vending licenses active in the city, and Gutierrez encourages current vendors to go through the application process. Vendors can obtain certain business abilities that they do not have without a license, such as borrowing money. Vendors can go to the City of Santa Barbara's website for a step-by-step guide on how to apply for a license. For KCSB News, I'm Clarissa Hom.